On the solemnity of the Annunciation, we celebrate, of course, in a very particular way, the Incarnation. We think of the Incarnation at Christmas, but actually at the Annunciation is when Jesus is conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and so thus that is the actual moment of the Incarnation, this very central mystery in our faith. But it's interesting also to look at the role of Mary. This is obviously not only a feast of Incarnation, so a feast of Jesus, but it's very much a feast of Our Lady. And we look at Mary's openness. She was able to receive the message of the angel. So there was something, her life already was open to the Word of God being spoken to her. She wasn't so consumed with herself that she couldn't hear God speaking to her. It wasn't like the angel Gabriel had to break through the chaos of Mary's life in order to get a message through to her. She was already disposed to receive because she lived a life of holiness and of purity, and she had already been meditating on the Word of God. She was a faithful woman. And so through her yes, once she receives the message of the angel, who assures her that nothing will be impossible for God, she sees amazing things happening in her life. You think of that proverb about trusting not in your own understanding, but leaning on the wisdom of God and following His ways. This is Mary to a T. She didn't have full knowledge of all that was going to happen in her life, but she said yes to the Lord, and she trusted that whatever the Lord wanted for her would be the best way, and that He would provide for her every step along the way. And so we not only have the mysteries of the Incarnation and the yes of Mary and her openness, but then we realize that this was a real turning point in her life. So we might imagine, what did she do from there on out? Well, we know from the scriptures, she was there when Jesus was ministering. I mean, there are all those hidden years, of course. But she was His first disciple. She was right there, following her son, listening to him, observing all the miracles that he worked, the raising of the dead. She was there all the way until Calvary and beyond. She was there to receive his body as it was taken down from the cross. She went to the tomb. She was there. She was a witness of the resurrection. And the Lord appeared to her with all the disciples after the resurrection as well. And we know she was in the upper room at Pentecost. So she was faithful all throughout the rest of her life. It's interesting also to note how all throughout the course of history, even after her assumption into heaven, she has continued to bring people to her son. She has continued to spread the gospel, so to speak. The history of the church and the lives of the saints are sprinkled with so many apparitions of Our Lady. It's kind of like, St. Thérèse of Lisieux said she would spend her heaven doing good on earth. And Our Lady has very much done that as well. She has certainly spoken to us throughout the course of history, proclaiming the gospel and drawing people more and more to her son. So we follow the example of Mary in these two ways as well. Being open and listening to receive the word of God and to say yes to that, not just at one point, early in life and then trusting that that's going to carry us the rest of the way, but every day and in every moment, listening for the word of God and saying, yes, Lord, I don't understand, but I'll follow. I know that you'll provide. And then secondly, after we've done that, we're sent on mission, as Mary was, and as she continues to be today. We're sent out into the world to proclaim the good news, to speak of the message of God's providence, we can say, listen to all of the great things that God has done in my life. What's a great message that we can bring to our friends and our neighbors, our family members? And we don't have to be saying, you know, yeah, I want you to become Catholic or this or that. All you have to say is, this is what God has done in my life. I'm different because I have striven to say yes to God. And that'll be enough. That'll be enough, as it was for Mary. And she will help us too. I really urge you to call upon Mary every day. There's no one who knows Jesus better than Mary. And like a good mother, she'll take you straight to his heart.